Page 42, Report on State and Federal Legislation by Frank Welty, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. As this column is being written, both the California State Legislature and the U.S. Congress are in session. There's a lot going on, and I can only cover a few of the issues in this space. State legislation. The CCB Capitol Day on May 18 was a great success, with 31 CCB members and friends taking part. The majority were attending this event for the first time. After an informative legislative briefing and a pleasant picnic lunch, participants visited the offices of almost all of the members of the California Assembly and State Senate. Thanks are in order for Ed Branch and Lily McRae, who provided clerical and logistical support, Joni Patch, who prepared lunch, and especially to our Capital Day sponsors, Mr. Art Takahara and the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. Page 43, CCB is sponsoring two bills this year in the state legislature. The first bill is AB 1787, and the author is Assemblyman Sandra Swanson. Currently, notices of proposed state regulations are formatted so that it is difficult for a person using screen reading software to read these documents to determine which portions of the regulations are being revised. This is because modified language is indicated typographically. Change text is printed in italic or underlined characters, and deleted text is printed in strike-through characters. AB 1787 would require the state to make notifications of proposed regulations available in a format that is more readable for blind and visually impaired Californians by using narrative text to explain modified language. The bill is currently stuck in the Assembly Committee on Appropriations. Because of strict state budget constraints, the scope of this bill will need to be restricted to a small number of state agencies in order to get the bill through the legislature. Our bill, AB 2430, by Assemblymember Wesley Chesbro, would require agencies that serve the blind as a condition for receiving state funding to reserve at least 20% of the seats on their boards of directors for people who are visually impaired. CCB contends that an agency that receives state funds to provide services to the blind community is accountable to that community and to the rest of California's taxpayers as well. Accountability can best be achieved when the boards of directors of agencies serving the blind include meaningful representation from our community. The bill is currently awaiting consideration by the full Assembly. If it is passed by the Assembly, it will be taken up by the State Senate. Page 44. We encourage you to contact your state legislators and ask them to support these two important pieces of legislation. Federal legislation. Our hard work of gathering large numbers of congressional co-sponsors for the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act, H.R. 734, and its companion bill, S. 841, has yielded positive results. This strong show of congressional support on the quiet car issue has resulted in the inclusion of language requiring minimum motor vehicle sound requirements in the Motor Vehicle Safety Act, H.R. 5381, so the chances of Congress passing quiet car legislation this year are much improved. The Video and Communications Accessibility Act, H.R. 3101, has 47 co-sponsors, including 8 Californians. The companion bill in the Senate is the Equal Access to 21st Century Communications Act, S. 3304. We encourage you to call your congressional representatives and our U.S. senators in support of all of these bills. You can reach the office of your member of Congress by calling the U.S. Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121. You can get detailed information about all of CCB's legislative activities by reading my legislative reports, which will be posted regularly on CCB's website at ccbnet.org and distributed on our various email lists. You can listen to the reports by calling the CCB's toll-free phone number, 800-221-6359, on evenings and weekends. Check with the California Connection to find out when my next legislative report will be updated. For federal legislative information, please check with the Washington Connection at 800-424-8666 or on the ACB website at acb.org. Please write me at frank.welte@ccbnet.org if you would like me to send you my legislative updates and other advocacy information by email.